Blog Talk Radio.
Chocolate addiction, explicit world. I know you want that, I got that. Yeah. Niggas talking my ass, damn. All them fake bitches all trash, damn. 1-2-1-2, niggas on my ass like voodoo, and I ain't even know what to do. Shit, niggas die on cocaine, they call that Catalina. She a one hit wonder, she gon' keep you coming. If you want some more, nigga, you gon' overdose. I think do it for my coca, bitches they ain't on me, 'cause I'm gon' keep you coming. They just one hit wonder.
DBM presents. DJ Black Caesar.
Black Caesar.
It's fine.
DBM trying to bring it to an end. The mockery, mediocrity, bunch of mess. Never no stress, know they wanna come and test. My FCC, why they messing with we? Wednesday, 7 p.m., Black of the Shreds. Tackle topics, do the run, plus they love to have fun. DJ Black D is the leader, star of the show. Make the nation grow like never before. Let's go. Gerald the Junkie, got that monkey on his back. Miss Mom's the ball, girl, I love your cooking. Stacey Darlene, straight laced on the case. And the redneck talking to me, what the heck? In retrospect, here's the hippie, that's my man. It's all part of the plan, dude. Illuminati, sit back, relax. Gonna learn you today. Black seeds and friends, you're about to begin.
Yeah. That's right, guys. DJ Black Caesar's show is about to begin. I got my guys out here, man. We're doing it real big right now. DJ Black Caesar and the Friends Show. We're on every Wednesday at 7 o'clock Central, guys. Check us out right here. Tune in and check out what we got going on. We have major independent artists right here. We also have magazines, man. We got the A&R magazine. We also have the A&R Urban Edition magazine, which is the one I do. Hey, guys, you guys need to tune in. We got the new editions out right now. So get that magazine, because Curtis Blow is on the cover, and so is 7-7 Amaron Brothers, man. You know what I'm saying? We dig this. Check it out, man. My guy's on the cover, man. Curtis Blow at Amaron 777, man. Check it out right now for March issue. We got the April issue coming out real soon, even though April is over right now. You guys know how we do it. We're 1 month behind because we're 1 month behind. Stacey Darlene is our chief editor, guys. Check it out. Stacey Darlene, she's listening in right now. So if you guys don't say hello to her, you can say hello to her when I introduce you guys. Hey, guys, let me check it out. Let me introduce my guest right now. My guest tonight is Josh Cram. We got Josh Cram. We also got... Hey, check this out. Check this out right here. We have So Cold on the phone right now. And you know what? It's going to be a lovely interview with these two characters we got on the phone right now. Hey, guys, check it out. If you want to be one of my friends, tune in right now to the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. Ask a question by pushing 1 on your dial pad. I'll see you. I see somebody out there right now. 661. Let's see what 661. 661-661-7448.
Hey,
what's up, man?
Hey, what's up?
Hey, that's our guy over in London, England, man. You know who it is. Definitely. That's my man, Ben. Ben is my producer, man. Ben's producing beats for all you guys. Cats and dogs out there right now.
Definitely.
All you people are tuning in right now. Ben is over in the UK, putting it down in the UK. He's also doing it for LV the Slap Bing.
Mm-hmm.
What's up, man? How you doing, baby?
I'm awesome. I was just on the phone to Curtis Blow. Literally, before I rang in, I was just talking to Curtis Blow on the telephone. I was just like, dude, just having a chit-chat. We're going to have another business meeting on Sunday, which is going to hopefully bring some good news for me and some of the artists I work with. I should know by that time.
Cool. You guys heard it right here on the DJ Black Caesar Friends Show. My man Ben is in with Curtis Blow. And guess what? Guess what, guys? Guess who got him there? You know who it is. DJ Black Caesar and friends, man. We got him there.
Definitely.
Hey, what if Curtis Blow chopping up? What y'all talking about?
Production, beats-wise, and we're talking, like, he's listening, him and his son are going to listen to some of the beats. Hopefully, you know, he finds one or likes it, you know, hires me as a producer, great. And then hopefully I can bring in some of my best underground talent to possibly feature with him if he says yes and make one long track. I don't know. I have to speak with him, and hopefully I'm looking forward to Sunday. It's just going to be the best day when I talk to him and see what he says, sort of thing. You know, I'm actually still taking
Well, check it out, Ben. Since you're one of my friends right now on the DJ Black Caesar Friends show, I'm going to make that happen for you, baby. I'm going to make that happen for you. I'm going to make sure Curtis Blow, the guy that sings, they playing basketball. I'll make sure he gets one of your beats from you, baby, all right? Because I got to take care of my people. Ben is one of my people, man. I'm promoting Big Ben over here in the United States of America. Ben's over in the UK, over in London, England, guys. You guys check him out. Ben got a lot of things going on. Ben has his radio stations and stuff going on. Ben's on my radio station right now. Check him out with LV the Slap Fiend. Hey, Ben, what's the name of that beat y'all did, man?
Owl Time. It's called Owl Time, and it's a nice club banger.
It's amazing.
Just working with LV.
Hey, Ben, thanks a lot, man. Thanks a lot, Ben Ratchford. Ben on the beach, baby. Check him out on YouTube. Hey, check him out on Facebook also. Ben, what's your URL on Facebook, baby?
It's Ratchy on the Beat, which is my music profile. Just look for the white guy with the tiger. That's what everyone else says. The white guy with the tiger.
Cool. Hey, hold on for 1 second, baby. I got somebody else on the phone lines right now at 618-618-618. Your mic is open right now. You can speak, baby. What's up? Who is that?
I'm Candy's, Candy Girl. I wanted to give a shout-out
to
SoCo.
Hey, how you doing, Candy? How you doing, baby? How you doing?
Okay. I wanted to shout-out SoCo. From the east, we coming from the east side. We shout out SoCo.
Cool. Hey, check it out, darling. The show hasn't even started yet, but you shouting out SoCo. SoCo, what's up, baby? How you doing, SoCo? You out there? You got your ears on, baby?
Yeah. SoCo.
Oh, wow. I'm sorry. I just turned out the wrong mic. SoCo. Hold on. Let me get my mics on, man. I ain't even got the mics on. You can read this crap. I don't even have the mics on. So cold. Where you at, baby? How you doing, girl?
I'm doing good.
Hey, you heard that? Artist out there. That fan out there. You heard that fan out there, didn't you? 618. You got something to say? So cold. Go ahead and say it, baby.
SoCo, I hope you're out there doing your thing. This your people from the east side. This Candy Girl, I love you, boo. SCL, stand up.
Oh, Candy Girl. Love you too, Candy Girl.
Oh, wow. Lovey-dovey thing going on there. Look at it. Lovey-dovey thing going on there. It was so cold. And one of her fans right now. Hey, guys, stick it out. We're going to get on with our show. But you know how we do it. We don't get on our show until we start it out with another song right now. Let me see what we got in our agenda, what we're going to start it out with. Let's see. Let's start out with something different. Let's start out with something we haven't started out with before. Let me find a song in my arsenal right now, guys, to get it going on. Let's get it going on with Justin Cleo.
I wanna lie ya, baby, so can I lie ya tonight? I'm like the weather, baby, let's have a hell of a night. Alright. Something above you, but baby, I'm not a settling tight. Sorry, baby, I can lay up for life. Let's go.
Say you wanna roll with me.
Central Time, it goes down. Hey, guys, we have independent artists. We also have major artists on the show that we talk to and let them give out their social networks, their projects they're working on, anything they're working on. They get ready to give that out to you guys. Let's give a shout-out to Stacey Darlene who's out there listening. Oh, man, that girl's always on the radio listening to us right now. She'll be here at 8 o'clock, guys. So if you guys got an 8 o'clock interview, Stacey Darlene will be here with you. Hey, guys, let me give a shout-out to Miller High Life. Miller High Life is out there, 1903, guys. 1903, Miller High Life, the champagne or beers. That's what I'm drinking on right now, guys. So, hey, don't sit back. Don't sit back and stutter. Don't sit back and listen. Check it out, guys. Let me get my gal on the phone right quick. Where you at, Josh? Where you at, Josh, baby?
Hey, what's up?
What's up, Josh? Joshua Graham, guys. I got Joshua Graham on the phone with me right now. Joshua Graham's about to get King Rinse Do Pay Me promos, man. You know how that is. You know how that goes. You know how that goes, guys. One of the best promotional teams out there right now in the wide world. Well, the wide world. It's the best team out there in the worldwide. Yeah. Hey, guys, we're doing a real large Team Rinse Do Pay Me promos. We got the best ratings, the best knowledge. Hey, guys, we got everything going on right now. Also, I got the best numbers right now going on with distribution. Also going on with the major labels like Universal, Koch Records, Sony Records. Hey, guys, I could name them on and on and on, okay? Hey, check it out, guys. Here's the deal right here. I got Josh on the phone with me. Josh has a hashtag going on right now. Josh says, hey, just get me signed to a label. You know what? We're going to do that. We're going to get Josh signed to a label, so that's the next thing we're going to talk about. We're going to get my man Josh out here to introduce him. What's up, Josh? Introduce yourself to the world.
Hey, this is Josh Graham, and this is the DJ Black Caesar Show, and I'm here to introduce my song, Highway.
Yeah. Hey, Josh is also going to make some – Josh is going to make – hey, check it out. Josh is going to make history right now, guys. I hate to say it, but Josh is going to make history because it's a white boy, and the white boy is going to do it with the black guy, and the black guy is going to do it with the white guy, and the white guy and the black guy are going to make history right now. We're going to bring my man out, man. We're going to get him out there. He's going to be like a live legend superstar out there right now. All you hip-hop artists listening, all you R&B artists out there listening right now, I'm going to bring Joshua out there to make a debut for you MFs out there, guys. Hey, guys, check it out. Josh is hot. He's a sensational artist right now. He's making his debut in the basement, man. I don't know what that means, but, hey, check it out. I think it means what it says. I think, hey, Josh, let me ask you a question. Does the basement mean you're doing your own networking, your own promotions, your own recordings? Is that what that means?
Yeah, I've done it all on my own, about a budget of maybe like $100 a month, and I've been promoting myself. I've got about 20,000, fan base of about 20,000 now. I record everything in my basement, and I'm just doing it all on my own. We're looking for a team.
Well, you got a team now, Josh, DJ Black Caesar, Stacey Darlene. There you're sad, my brother. Hey, Josh is also going to be featuring the A&R magazine, guys, the Urban Edition magazine. Urban Edition magazine, guys. Check out the Urban Edition magazine right now. We got the edition out with Curtis Blow and 777 Amaron, man, brothers, man. Hey, check out. We got that guy on the front cover. So, hey, we're doing it real nice with them. It just came out today. So all you guys out there that's tuned in right now, check it out. Here's the deal right now. All you brothers and sisters out there listening to the sounds of my voice right now, you guys are able to buy that magazine right now. I'll send you the links if you don't have them. Let me know if you don't have them. Stacey Darlene will send you the links if you don't have them. DC Productions will send you the links if you don't have them. Let me know what you don't have so we can get it to you guys, all right? Let's get it going on right now with my man Josh. Hey, Josh, check it out, brother. I want you to come front and center first. Hey, look, this is how we usually do it. We usually do it with the young ladies first, but I want to say the young lady for Stacey Darlene. Stacey Darlene will be on 8 o'clock, guys. You already know how we do it. Stacey Darlene will be on 8 o'clock. Because why? Because she's at work right now. She cannot get off work until 8 o'clock. She'll be at work right now. She's in Las Vegas. Hey, Sin City, what's up? Stand up, baby. We got Sin City in the house. Hey, guys, check it out. Sin City's in the house, and they're going to take it over with Stacey Darlene. She's going to bring you guys a report, and she's going to talk to my girl. I'm going to talk to my girl a little bit. All right, check it out, guys. Stay tuned in right now. I'm going to talk to my man Josh to see what he has going on. And Stacey Darlene will talk to my girl, So Cole. All right? Hey, Stacey Darlene, I know you're listening out there, baby. How you doing? Hey, Stacey Darlene, you're a wonderful artist. She's not an artist. She's a wonderful editor. She's helping us out with the magazine. Actually, she's the chief editor of the magazine. This girl is the boss. She's the sensei of the A&R Magazine Urban Edition. She's in control of that beast right now. She's making it happen for you guys, man. DC Productions is in the house. DC is making it happen also because he's the one that has the final say-so. Hey, you know what, guys? I'm loving this, what's going on right now. Hey, I got something to say to you, Josh. Josh, tell the world who you are, baby.
Well, my name is Josh Graham. I'm a multi-genre artist from smack dab in the middle of nowhere in Ohio. I do a little bit of rapping. I write my own lyrics. I do a lot of singing, actually, kind of like a cross of like pop, hip-hop, and R&B. So if you think of Justin Timberlake, but more hip-hop oriented, I guess that's really described who I am as music goes.
Hey, Josh, you know what, man? I appreciate that, man. I appreciate you letting me know who you are. Hey, let me give a shout-out to my girl out there, Navas Pintano. Hey, I don't know. I'm saying the name all messed up. You know, I'm about tipsy right now. But, hey, Josh, let me say hello to my girl, Natavius Pintano. She's Cuban. I don't know. Hey, guys, check it out. She's going to be on the phone lines later on. Let you guys know what she has going on. Then she can correct her name because I know I just screwed it up. Hey, guys, you know, I screw up names. That's who I am. That's what I do. So, basically, I just screwed up her name. Hey, guys, check it out. Right now, we got her in the house, and we also got Stacey Darling listening by side with Southeast DJ Black Caesar. With tuning in to the Nerve DJs, guys. The Nerve DJs is one of the greatest outfits out there right now. Check them out. All of the Nerve DJs mixtapes.com. Check out the Nerve DJs. Nerve DJs are basically one of the most powerful coalitions out there right now when it comes to mixtape coalitions. Nerve DJs are keeping it real. Okay, hold on. Let me see what she said. She said, Neek. Hey, girl, I can't read, man. She said, me, Avius. Avius, I guess. I don't know. Me, Avius, that's her name. She's going to get with you guys a little later on. Hopefully she'll call in soon because we're waiting on her to call in so she can get her name corrected. She'll tell you a little bit what she has going on because she is the truth out there right now, guys. If you're tired of daddy and jobs and all that stuff, this girl right here can tell you what you need to do to get your self approved, all right? If you want to get approved, my girl will get you approved. So, guys, check it out. She's going to get you approved. Okay, guys, here's the deal right here. I'm going to get into it with my man, Josh. What's up, Josh? Talk to me a little bit, baby. What's up? Tell me something good. What's going on?
Well, actually, I was just left the studio. I was writing a new song.
Okay, yeah. Josh, tell us about the new song, brother.
It's going to be called 48 Bars of Heartbreak, actually. Kind of going like a little bit of the old school kind of sound of lyrical rap with a little bit of a modern flavor to it.
Okay.
And then I'm going to be featuring a female artist that I have not found yet as singing my hooks. So I'm actually in search of a female artist. If anyone knows of any good ones.
Hey, Josh, check it out, baby. First of all, you're here with DJ Black Caesar. That means that you're with the guy that knows everybody in the industry. This is the guy that can hook you up with anybody you need to get hooked up with. So when you need something like that, just talk to me, and we'll get you automatically hooked up with a female. You need a rapper?
Nah, I'm already a rapper.
No, I said, do you need a female rapper?
No. I need a female singer, someone soulful.
Oh, okay. We'll get you with that, baby. All you got to do is ask and you shall receive, brother. All you got to do is ask and you shall receive, all right? I got you with that, no problem. I got a great female artist right now that can sing, man. She's actually on the phone line with you right now. Her name is, well, I'm not going to tell you her name. I'll let her tell you her name because you're going to stick around for the next interview.
She's
going at 8 o'clock, all right? So, guys, check it out right now. Let's get into it, my man, Justin. Hey, Justin, okay, check it out, brother. I got a couple more questions for you. Well, I got a lot of questions for you, man. I got a question for you. When did you get started in the game, baby? When did you get started?
Well, it's Josh, not Justin, man. No.
I thought I said Josh. I'm sorry. I didn't know I said Justin. I thought I was saying Josh. I'm sorry.
Nah, you're cool, man. I started writing songs when I was probably about 6 years old, actually. Right around that time.
Wow. You were still a seed, man. A seed in your daddy's and mama's womb. Hey, you know what? I like that, man. That's what's up. Hey, now tell me when you got started, like when you were 6 years old, when did music come to you, man? Did they put it in your head? Were they playing music all the time? Was music always playing around you? Or is that something you picked up on yourself?
it was actually something I kind of picked up on myself because my parents are really big on the country music, and I'm not too fond of that, and I try to write my own music so I could have my own kind of sound.
Right.
So that's how it started for me, because I wanted something different.
Right. I got you, brother. Okay, that's cool. So let me ask you a question now. When you got started, did you get started in the gospel scene? Were you singing in the choir or at your church or what?
Actually, I did do gospel for a long time. I sang with a gospel group that just did cover stuff until I was probably about 12 years old as one of their lead singers. And that's how I got started as far as performing goes. And then ever since then, I kind of traveled out on my own and did my own thing and my own genre and my own kind of sound and went out for it.
Cool. Well, tell us a little about that, man. What'd you get into?
Well, it started. I used to rap a whole lot more than I do singing, and that's how it started. It's going to sound funny, but my first rap song I ever heard was what was it? It was that dumb Vanilla Ice song, Ice Ice Baby. Anyways, and I remember listening to it.
I'll get you. He's Ice Ice Baby, Ice Baby.
Yeah. Dun 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 dun. I heard it and I was like, even when I was little, I was like, I could rap better than that. Like, I just,
What'd you say, Josh? You can rap better than that. You heard that song and you said you can rap better than that, right?
Yeah. That
wow.
was my first thought. I could write a better song than that.
Wow.
Every time I listen to a song, I always, inside my head, I'm just like, you know, how could it be better?
Right.
And I still haven't heard a perfect song, and I'm probably more critical of myself than I should be, but, you know, that's just the way it goes as an artist. You're never satisfied with your own work.
Wow.
So that's how I started.
Okay. So tell me more, man. I mean, don't stop. Tell me more.
Well, that's when I started writing, and at the time, because I was so young, Vanilla Ice was outdoing me as far as lyrical ability goes.
okay.
So I just started writing a lot of poems, actually. That's how I started writing lyrics. I started out with poems, and I would write these poems, and I would do like two or three a day, and then I never paid attention in school because I was always writing poems or drawing pictures of stupid stuff or fantasizing about the girl sitting across the room in the classroom. So I wrote a lot, and then, you know, I got a little bit older, and I got really heavy into rap, but I could always sing. So I was doing a lot of rapping because everybody could sing. Everyone that I knew could sing somehow in some way. But where I live, hardly anyone could ever actually rap or had a lyrical ability or could flow or anything like that. So I made a goal to be different and set out to do that. So the person that actually inspired me more than anyone as far as rap goes was Nas. I love Nas music.
Ooh, cool. Now we get into it. Hey, brother, check it out, man. Hey, I got to say this. Now you just said the key word that triggered DJ Black Season. You just said Nas' name right now. You gave Nas some love. You gave Nas a shout-out. Hey, man, I appreciate that because I give Nas a shout-out all the time, man. Nas is one of the true lyrical people that are out there right now is Nas. Nas is the truth. Nas is every walking, living thing that's going on right now with music. He is it. So Nas is the man. So tell me a little bit about Nas, my brother.
Nas. Well, my biggest thing with him is he's not afraid. When he writes, he's not afraid to tell a story. And whereas, not to diss on any modern artist, but a lot of rappers have gotten away from telling a story within the song. And that's something I like because it's not easy at all. So I like him because of that and his flow, and he's always succeeded as far as every time he puts out a song, it's always been very good. And one of my favorite songs is the one he did with Amy Winehouse, actually, because she's one of my favorite singers.
Yes, yes, yes. My man is plugging everybody out there that I would like to plug. You know what? I love this dude, man. I love you, Josh. You're hooking him up, man. I like that. That's what's up. Go ahead and plug Amy Winehouse, man. Go ahead and do it. Finish it off.
Amy Winehouse. She taught me that her voice, it was different from anyone else. And she taught me that you can have a different voice from what people think is good that is actually good, and you can be good at what you do, if that makes any sense. So it was, she was just teaching, she taught me that being different was actually a good thing as far as when it came to musical ability and not blending in with everyone else in the norm.
Hey, Josh, hold on for a second. I have somebody from Nan01. I have somebody from Nan01 that has a question. Nan01, you go ahead with the question. If you have a question for Josh, go ahead, baby. Nan01-2888. What's up? Hey, how's it
Hello?
Going? What's going on? Hey, what's
Why
up?
You, I want to talk to Lady Soko.
Oh, okay.
What?
You talk to Lady Soko? Okay.
Yeah.
Give me a quick second. Lady Soko will be on 8 o'clock, all right? I'm sorry, baby. I'm sorry. Lady Soko will be on 8 o'clock. Okay. You're in Memphis, right?
Yes, I am. I'm in Memphis.
Wow,
Lady
Soko has fans all over the world right now, guys. She got a girl calling in from Memphis, Tennessee. Hey, we're going to be right back with this Memphis City caller to see what she has to say. Well, we're going to put her on pause right now, and we'll be right back with her later on. Hey, brother, I'm sorry, man. Now, you were talking about what you got going on. My man, Josh. Josh, I'm sorry about that. Now, Josh, tell me what you were talking about before I got on with the girl from Memphis. What were you talking about?
I just finished up talking about why I liked Amy Winehouse.
Right.
So, I guess I just liked her because her voice was, she taught me that being different in the music industry was a good thing. And
cool,
so,
cool.
Lesson learned.
Right. Hey, you know what, brother? Slow down. Slow your roll right quick. I got another caller from, let's see, 267-601. What's up? What's going on? You got a question from a man, Josh?
Well, what's good with you? Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. What's up?
Loud and clear, brother.
All right. So, Josh, I got maybe one or two different questions for you. So, I just tuned in, and I wanted to know, like, exactly, like, what do you do? Because I only heard, like, the very end of it.
What I do as far as music goes?
Uh-huh.
I'm multi-genre. I do a little bit of rapping, a little bit of singing, and it's kind of like a mixture of like pop, R&B, and hip hop mixed into one. It's kind of creating my own little genre with a different sound.
Okay, so are you able to be found on like Reverb Nation or SoundCloud or anything like that?
I am on SoundCloud.com right now.
Okay, do you have a Twitter?
Yes, I do have a Twitter.
You do have a Twitter. Okay. All right, so is that all that you do?
As far as music goes, I write all my own stuff. I mean,
you are,
but
So you said that you are on Reverb Nation?
No, I'm on SoundCloud, and actually at soundcloud.com/jgraham, and it's spelled GRAHAM928. And then my Twitter is actually, it's Josh Graham.
Okay, it's Josh Brown. Okay, so basically, my name is Curtis EMT. You can find me on Twitter at KURTIZENT, no spaces. Basically, what I do is I'm also a radio host, blog talk radio host. My show is Behind the Scenes. We'll be airing in like 25 more minutes with Khaled Rashid, the CEO of Silverback Records, which is located in Kansas City, Missouri. Also, he owns Post the Magazine, which I am a recruiter for Post Magazine. I'm also a part of Coast to Coast Mixtapes. You can find me on Coast to Coast Mixtapes with DJ Casper Beats, Music's Most Wanted Volume, I believe that's two. We sold over, just my song alone that I produced, the song, just my song alone, we sold, we had about 257 downloads just for my song in the first 3 days. And I do a lot of different things or whatever, but I just, what I was doing was before I called in, I was on Silverback Records Facebook page, and I seen the radio station on here, and I seen that they were promoting themselves on Silverback Records Facebook page. So I tuned in and to promote myself also. If you'll follow me on Twitter, I'll follow you back. And then because you said it's your writer, maybe we can hook up and do some work. If anyone that is listening right now and is tuned in, what is your radio station called again, sir?
This is the DJ Black Caesar and Frank show.
Okay. If anyone is tuned in to this show and would like to send in music to my radio station also, you can send it to KURTIZ816@gmail.com. Make sure that you send them in MP3 format. Send no more than four if you would like to get on and do an interview. I do charge, but it's not much, only $10 for 1 hour interview. Or if you wanted to put your mixtape on here on my radio station, I'm only charging $30, which is very low, not low at all. My radio station is also heard in 21 different countries, Brazil, France, Italy.
Okay.
My radio station is also heard in other countries, and I am, like I was saying, kind of like a branch off of Coast to Coast Mixtapes. You can ask them about this because this is what I do. I've been doing promotion now for four different companies that we started them from nothing, and now we reaching for the top, and we getting close, so close. Like, we got a lot of things going on right now, Pulse Magazine, the Trap House Battle League, Shoe Company. I just came out with my own patent, my own handmade leather tennis shoes. But those are all sold out right now, so I'm about to come out with another four more lines of shoes, like in the next month and a half. So they're coming out real soon. But yeah, I'm doing a lot. The people that I'm dealing with doing a lot. You know what I'm saying? I love to promote. If you need promotion, anything, hit a brother up at, once again, KURTIZ816@gmail.com. And let's work. They watching, we working, you know what I mean? So it is what it is.
Okay.
Hey, brother, thanks a lot. I appreciate all the info you gave, man. I appreciate it. So what I'll do is get at me, DJ Black Caesar. Are you able to write down my number, man, right now?
Hold on.
Let me get a...
Yeah. Okay, what is it?
Okay, you can write down 662 995 06 79. And that will be the information you need as far as getting in touch with me, and we will get we have several magazines we can get you in. Also, just to let you know, we have the A&R magazine. We also have the A&R Urban magazine, which is what I do. We can get you in both of those magazines. We'll get you get all your information, all that stuff recorded after the show. You call me tomorrow, the next day, or next day. Basically, I don't do work on weekends. Weekends are basically up to me as far as doing shows and stuff like that. So call me up, you know, tomorrow, and we'll get together and we'll talk about some of the stuff you got going on, and then I can help you out also with some of the stuff you got going on. So I will give your information to my chief editor, which is Stacey Darlene. Stacey Darlene will give it to DC Productions. It's my booking agency in Washington, D.C. right now. We have a nightclub also, just to let you guys know, where we do a lot of shows at. So we will be getting you locked in with what we got going on. We will be getting in touch with you to see what we can come up with, brother. So thank you, sir, for calling in tonight. We appreciate you, brother, and we will get back to you on the flip-flop. You know what I mean?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Now, back to you, Josh. Josh Graham, we got a lot to talk about, man. Josh Graham, you got a song called Highway. You want to tell me a little about that song? A little bit about that song?
Well, it's kind of a – I was kind of – it actually started off with a song. I was kind of ventilating what I was feeling at the time, and I felt like I was at, like, this road at my life, and, like, I was – like, I had these choices I could go to, and – it was kind of like a song of like self-discovery, like which way do I go? Like what's my purpose?
Right.
And what happens when I meet people, you know, am I doing what I'm supposed to do? So it's called a highway because it's essentially the metaphor of you're traveling down the road of life and what do I choose? Where do I go? So
right.
It's kind of a ventilating thing, emotional song for me.
Okay. Well, Josh, check it out. We're about to get into that song. Highway to Life, so give me a world premiere for that song right there, Josh, all right?
All right. This is Josh Graham, and I'm on the DJ Black Caesar show, and this is the world premiere of my song, Highway.
Lyrical mass, a murderous plot, you are not my friend. At it again, running your mouth, wins the end. Bend over backwards, show respect, expecting more. A daily chore, ignore the haters, losing my patience. Paper thin, and I'm about to snap, snap. Notes on the back, I'm gasoline, you lit the match. Feudal fire, burn the ash, you think you're mad. But I'm moving past the facts. If you had half my talent, you still wouldn't have the nads to do what you take it as. I'm egotistic, going ballistic on the mic. Speak my mind, live my life a day at a time. Don't intervene, popping off, so I'm something that I'm not. Claim to be gangster, not once, do what I do. Rap and sing the fuck shit up on airs. I honest to rise above, look down upon it from the stars. Daydreaming, far away from where I'll be. I'll rock it out, you remember me, cause I'm C-R-A-Z-Y. I'm trying to buy what you think I'm like. Never took time to see past my appearance. Appearing to you that I'm a cocky prick, but I don't wanna hear it.
I'm just here for the ride of life, heading out a highway I've never known. I keep dreaming that I'll be alright, looking in the rear view, see the things in your eyes.
Admit my fault, I'm manning up, honing up like it's my fault. Made mistakes, will you catch me if I fall? Cause it's a spot where time was when you hit the wall. Took defeat, took misery, beautifully molded it into something you see. Just a kid with a dream, a rock stage isn't beat. One of the greatest you'll see. Meantime, I'm just me. Be flaring in my headphones like heat. Don't even know what's going on. Lost in the song, singing to himself.
I just wanna be
heard. And when you listen when the beat drops, I turn the channel, cause he's not what you thought. Join you in, lyrics are slow from the pen. I'm slaying bars like in the gym. Fitness fanatic at it again. Where to begin to explain? I rip the roof off the chain. Make my mark, I'll never be the same. You insane to think I'm vain. I'm humble, saying you lame. Fake chase, I hate your face. You to blame for the anger I display to make way for a change.
I'm just here for the ride of life, headed down the highway I'm never on. I keep dreaming that I'll be alright, looking in the mirror, you see the feeling still alive. I'm just here for the ride of life, headed down the highway I'll never.
Been through hell, but I'm doing well. Fell and bruised, facing you is make myself a new path. Head to the stars, never look back. Pack my bags, keep my baggage by my side. Skeleton in my closet comes alive. Tell a story I try to hide. Inside myself, I'm off as well. Trying to get loose, tighten the noose around my neck. I struggle to breathe, but it won't affect my next move. Stay true, truly amused, astonished. One of the hottest artists, wanting nothing more than a shot of dreams. You doubted, but I fought it. Dream, I've lost it. My thought is opposite, turning gears throughout the years. See, it's by the scheme, you scream in fear. Nothing more than the man in the mirror. Self-reflection, collecting hearts that seem like here's a message. You pessimistic, fits for happiness, you miss it. Take it off in the distance. A mystical land, but I'ma miss it. Why blend in when you're born to stand out? Be unique, trade your shoes on our feet. Through the highway, in the middle we meet. Greet each other, shake hands as brothers. Get one life, there'll never be another. Hand in hand.
I'm just here for the ride of life, headed down the highway I'm never.
Hey, Gaz, check it out, check it out, check it out, check it out. My man Josh is a beast out there, Gaz, on the ones and twos. Hey, hold on one second, man. Hold on one second, Josh. Hey, check it out. I got to give it to him one more time, man. This dude is phenomenal. I know a lot of you guys say he sound like Eminem, that he's Eminem, but nope, this is not Eminem. This is Josh Graham, and Josh Graham's got something to say.
Master murderous plot, you are not my friend. At it again, running your mouth, when's the end? Bend over backwards, show respect, expecting more. A daily chore to ignore the haters, losing my patience. Paper thin and I'm about to snap. Notes on the back, I'm gasoline, you lit the match. Futile fire, burn the ash, you think you're mad, but I'm moving past the fact. If you had half my talent, you still wouldn't have the nads to do what you take it as. I'm egotistic, going ballistic on the mic. Speak my mind, live my life a day at a time. Don't intervene, popping off, so I'm something that I'm not. Claim to be gangster, not once, do what I do. Rap and sing the fuck shit up on the hands. I honest to rise above, look down upon it from the stars. Daydreaming, far away from where I'll be. I'll rock it out, you remember me, cause I'm C-R-A-Z-Y. Trying to buy what you think I'm like. Never took time to see past my appearance. Appearing to you that I'm a cocky prick, but I don't wanna hear it.
I'm just here for the ride of life, headed down a highway I've never known. I keep dreaming that I'll be alright, looking in the rear, you see the things in your eyes.
Admit my fault, I'm man enough. Honing up like it's my fault. Made mistakes, will you catch me if I fall? Cause it's a spot where diamonds when you hit the wall. Took defeat, took misery, beautifully molded it into something you see. Just a kid with a dream to rock stages and beat. One of the greatest to see. Meantime, I'm just me. Be flavoring in my headphones like heat. Don't even know what's going on. Lost in the song, singing to himself.
I just wanna be heard.
And when you listen, when the beat drops, I turn the channel. Cause he's not what you thought. Drawing you in, lyrics are slow from the pen. I'm slaying bars like in the gym. Fitness fanatic at it again. Where to begin to explain? I rip the roof off the chain.
Check my mark, I'll never be the same. You insane to think I'm vain. I'm humble, saying you lame. Fake case, I hate your face. You to blame for the anger I just waste to make way for a change.
I'm just here for the ride of life. Headed down this highway, I'm ready. For the ride of life, headed down a highway I'll never know. I keep dreaming that I'll be alright. Looking in the rear, you see the feeling city light.
Been through hell, but I'm doing well. Fell and bruised, breaking used. Make myself a new path. Head to the stars, never look back. Pack my bags, keep my baggage by my side. Skeleton in my closet comes alive. Tell a story I try to hide. Inside myself, a monster dwells. Trying to get loose, tighten the noose around my neck. I struggle to breathe, but it won't affect my next move. Stay true, truly amused, astonished. One of the hottest artists, wanting nothing more than a shot at dreams you doubted. But I fought it, dream, I lost it. My thought is opposite, turning gears throughout the years. See a body scheme, you scream in fear. Nothing more than the man in the mirror. Self-reflection, collecting hearts that seem like here's a message. You pessimistic, fish for happiness, you miss it. Take it off in the distance. A mystical land, but I'ma miss it. Why blend in when you're born to stand out? Be unique, play the shoes on the feet. Through the highway, in the middle we meet. Greet each other, shake hands as brothers. Get one life, there'll never be another. Hand in hand.
I'm just here for the ride of life. Headed down the highway, I'm never alone. I keep dreaming that I'll be alright. Looking in the mirror, you see the feeling too.
My man is a beast out there, killing the scenes, man, with his music. My man Joshua Graham's out there. Hey, Josh, man, you are a sensation, man. I'm going to make a pop star to you because you got the pop thing going on also. Hey, I wish we had something to give them with the pop thing, man, so they could check that out because, man, damn, dude, you are loaded with that. I mean, you're not only a rap artist, but you have other things also, and I would like to have some of your pop star stuff. Hey, you think you can, hey, Josh, let me ask you a question. Can you send that to me real quick?
Which one? Pop song?
Send me the song that you got out right now, the one that's done professionally. How about that?
One that's not professional. Okay.
No, the one that is professional. The one that's professional. Send it to Rent Stu Pay Me Radio right now. And I'll download that and get in the system right quick before you get off the show tonight. Because I want them to hear that. I want them to hear that song, man. That's a great song.
All right. What was the email again? Sorry.
Okay.
I got it right now.
I'm sorry. It's Rents Do Pay Me Radio. Rents Do Pay Me Radio at gmail.com. rentsdopayme@gmail.com. Hey, guys, if you want to send me some music, send it to me right now at rentsdo, R-E-N-T-S.
What?
Do. Do what now, Josh?
Oh, sorry. Someone was yelling. Somebody was trying to talk to me.
Okay.
That's nearby.
Guys, you can send it. You can send it to me at rentsdo, rentsdupayme, radio, radio, at gmail, at symbol, gmail. com, guys. If you want to send me something right now, I'll get on the radio for you guys. Also, we'll get on this downloaded to this blog talk show tonight so we can check it out because Josh is the truth right now, and we're going to get Josh. We're going to get Josh signed to a record deal. Josh wants to be signed to a record deal, so we're going to sign to a record deal, and guess what? You already know what the deal is. I'm going to be his manager across the board. So that means, yeah, you already know what that means. You guys don't know. You don't need to know what that means. That means I'm going to be taking care of Josh, and he's going to be taking care of me, and we're going to go all across the world, baby, with this. Hey, Josh, thanks a lot, man. You're a wonderful artist, man. Hey, Josh, can you give them your social networks one more time so they have your social networks, baby?
Sure can. My Twitter is at It's Josh Graham, and my name is actually Graham is spelled G-R-A-H-A-M. And then my SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/jgraham928.
Cool. Hey, Josh, we want to take a couple phone calls right quick, my brother, if you don't mind. 618-618-618-7761. 618-671. Your mic is open. What's up? Who is that? Okay, 618-671. Your mic is open. Got something to say? Okay. Let's go back to this number. Let's go back to this number right here. 404-932. What's up? Who is that?
Hello.
Hello. How are you doing?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, I'm good. What's going on?
I don't know it. Tell me something good, baby. Who you calling in for? Josh, or you calling in for?
Well, actually, I was calling in to hear what that mouth do.
I already knew it, baby. I already knew you were calling in from. So you know what? She'll be up next. Stacey, darling, is going
to
take care of her.
I just wanted to say that I think that song is really representing for women all across the world, and y'all need to let that ride. I'm loving that. Lady Soko did that.
Cool, girl. Girlfriend, we got you, baby. We're going to play this song in just wait about 15 more minutes. We're going to play that song. We're getting so cold in the house. And let her represent for you, gal. All right, we got you, baby. We got you. Okay, guys, check it out. We're going to take another phone call, 903-903-908.
What was that? Yeah, what's that? With your homie, and it's your boy, Hustle 100, Slime Dude, showing love, bro.
What's up, 100? What's up, man? This is my man right here, Hustle 100, guys. Let me introduce this brother, man. This guy has all kinds of great music. He's been putting out. He's on my radio station right now, the DJ Black Caesar Radio. Hey, guys, download the TuneIn app to your phones right now. You can listen to it in your car as you're traveling down the roads. You can listen to it all day long, baby. Download that TuneIn app and then type in DJ Black, B-L-A-C-K, Caesar Radio, C-E-Z-A Radio. Okay, what's up, Hustle 100? What's going on with you, baby?
Oh, man, you know I had to come do show some love, man, you know what I'm saying? Just holler at my people, see what's going on, man. Yeah. I got to shout out your boy Josh, man. Yeah, that was a tight-ass song, too. I'm just sitting back just vibing with y'all, you feel me? Just enjoying my listening pleasure.
Josh is the truth.
You know.
Hey, Josh is the truth, man, right now.
Oh, yeah.
Josh has a lot of great stuff going on, man.
Definitely do. I heard that was a great song right there. Very motivational, you know what I'm saying? I like that.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. We appreciate your calling in and letting us know that, man. We really do appreciate you, man. Hustle 100, a known celebrity in the house, man. That's what's up, man. Hustle 100, check this guy out. He has songs all over DJ Black Caesar radio station right now. If you guys don't know who Hustle 100 is, you don't know DJ Black Caesar. Hey, guys, get at DJ Black Caesar. Get at Hustle 100. Hustle 100 has a... This guy has about 3 songs on my radio station right now, guys. You guys need to check him out. This guy's real hot. He's phenomenal. Hustle 100.
Hey,
Hustle 100, what's
it.
Up, baby? Let me ask you a question, Hustle 100. Can I get some personalized drops from you? I don't have any personalized drop from you. I sent you a drop script. Can I get my drop script sent back to me?
Oh, yeah, I got you, bro. You know what I'm saying? I definitely got you, man.
Okay, brother, that's what's up. That's what's up, man.
Hey, do I need to I need to have like music with it, or can I just, you know, say get on there and just put up a dial door, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, brother, you know me. We've been knowing each other forever, man. You just hook it up. You already know the radio station, DJ Black Caesar radio station. Hook it up, man. Hook it up. You already know it.
Oh, really? I can get on there right now, you know what I'm saying? Hey, I just sent that, I just sent the song to your email, too. The same one, rentadopayme@gmail.com. That's the same one.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You already know it.
Oh,
hey,
yeah.
Man,
I got you, bro.
I'm going
to get on it right now and try to see what I can do for you real quick.
You are a real trooper, my man. You got it going on, man. Flip side, baby. We got it right now with Hustle 100 on DJ Black Caesar Radio. We also got Hustle 100 on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show, guys. Tune in right now. Hustle 100 is online. Hey, man, we made it on Stacey Darlene. Hey, there's Stacey Darlene. There, hello. That's Stacey Darlene. She's right now.
Hey.
How you doing, girlfriend?
I'm doing good. Was that Hustle 100 I just heard on the radio?
That was Hustle 100. You already know, baby.
The one and only?
Yeah, that's me.
So everybody is aware, we have him in our spotlight section in our March edition that just came out. We did a spotlight on him, so you guys really need to check it out and learn a lot more about him. He's a really, really good artist. Incredible.
Hey, Hustle 100, you know what you need to do? You need to get off the phone with me and go order that copy of that magazine because you're in it, baby. So that magazine
just
came out.
I got some little drop for you too, bro.
That's what's up. That's what's up. My man, Hustle 100, is dropping the drop
like I said,
right
man,
now.
Appreciate y'all. Yeah.
Yes, sir.
We appreciate y'all for all that, too. You too, stay real busy.
Yes, sir.
It's been my pleasure. Absolutely.
Really. Get up with y'all later on, though. Y'all have a good show.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. We appreciate it.
All right.
Okay, guys. You just heard it right there. Hustle 100. We got my man on the phone, man. You know, we get a great show tonight, man. Now we got my girl get ready to come in right now, man. Yeah. You know, Stacey Darlene on the phone. Stacey Darlene's ready to interview. So cold. Well, yeah, baby. So cold. You trust that baby?
Yeah, I'm here.
There she is right there. That's what's up.
Hey, girl, we're making you interview right now, sweetheart. We're going to get you interviewed. But let me get my man out of here right now. Let me get Josh out of here. Josh, still there, baby?
Yes, I am.
I'm sorry, Stacey. What's up?
That's all right, because I know you're about to close them out, and I just wanted to say right quick that I really, you know, this is the first time I got to hear you tonight, and I really am digging on your music. Good stuff.
Thank you. I'm anxious
to hear it and see what else we got coming out for you.
Well, it's multi-genre, so it's going to be different.
Oh, that's good. Good. I like it in you.
Hey, Stacey, when are we getting Josh in the magazine? You know when we're getting him in the magazine? Are we getting him in the April edition or what?
I would love to get him in the April edition, and if you can kind of have him touch base with me after the show, I'll work on that so I can get you over to my guy so we could settle it down. But I'd really like to get you in the April issue, definitely.
Hey, Josh, you just heard her, right? You just heard her say
I heard her.
She's ready to get you in the April edition. Get in touch with her after the show. So you guys got something going on real nice. So Josh, get at Stacey Darlene after the show, brother. If you don't know her information, I'll send it to you. Just let me know, all right?
All right, go ahead and send it to me when you get a moment.
Okay, brother, you got it. Stacey Darlene, I'll send you Josh's information also so you can get on, all right?
Nice. Cool deal.
Okay, guys, you already know what time the show it is right now. We're going to have my girl. She's going to come up. Hey, Josh, you got your networks one more time, brother? Give me your networks out one more time.
Yeah, my Twitter is It's Josh Graham, and my Graham is spelled G-R-A-H-A-M. It's all lowercase. And my SoundCloud is soundcloud.com/jgraham928.
Cool. Hey, Josh, you got an Instagram, brother?
No, I do not. I don't have an Instagram.
All right. Hey, Josh, don't worry about it, man. Instagram is not all that anyway. Hey, Josh, you know what, man? You're going to make a fantastic debut with me. You're going to start up with me next week, hopefully. So we're going to get back with you. You get with me, and we're going to hook you up, man. Get that stuff sent in to me, Josh, so we can get rolling with you, baby. Because I really want to work with you, man. You're an awesome guy. You're an awesome artist, and you're going to be one of my – hey, you know what? I hate to say this, guys. I hate to say this right now. But Josh is going to be that guy. He's going to be that guy. And the reason why he's going to be that guy, because he's a white guy, and the white guys always get sad. You already know that. Hey, Josh, check it out, baby. Thanks a lot for coming to the show tonight, man. You were awesome.
Never a dull moment.
All right. Okay, Josh is out of here. Now we're going to get in my girl, SoCo. Well, yeah, SoCo.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Hey, what's up, honey?
How you doing?
Check it out.
How
check
you?
It out. This is what we're going to do for you, SoCo. I'm going to let this girl, Stacey Darlene, interview you because this is Stacey Darlene's show also. So she's on the show at 8 o'clock, and she's going to interview you. If I feel like I want to say something to you, I will interject and say something to you. Because it's my show also. So, hey, you know what? The Beatles got to get paid, guys. So, hey, here's the deal right here. We got my girl SoCo about to come on strong right now for you guys right quick. And she's going to put it down for you guys. SoCo, tell them who you are, baby.
Well, I am Lady SoCo from East St. Louis, Illinois, representing the 618. I've been doing music for a long time now. You guys about to get a debut of my single, what there might be also going to be a world premiere of my song, Miss Petite Starter Kit. And I am tuned in with DJ Black Caesar and Stacey. So,
and friends.
I love it.
I like that, too. I like that. Stacey Darlene, what's up, baby? Go ahead. Hey, Stacey, go ahead and drop the dad, baby. Go ahead and
I am ready.
All right.
Never a dull moment on the DJ Black Caesar and Friends show. Lady SoCo, I have to know before we get started, there's two questions. One, I always ask, I ask that of everybody coming on because, you know, Caesar and I, we really dig on these the old school stuff. So I like to know, when did you fall in love with hip-hop?
When I was 5. And I'm going to tell you 5. What happened. Yes. Okay. I have a big family. I'm number 12 or 14. So music was my only escape. So I think at the age of 5, when I couldn't get the Jackson ball, I figured out that I can play by myself. So music was my leeway. So that's how.
And that's it. Do you remember what you were listening to?
What was this man? He was beatboxing. Biz Markie. He was
Biz Markie.
Yes.
You hear that, Steve?
I was listening to Biz Markie. He was killing it, and I was, like, trying to imitate him, and that's pretty much where it started from.
Got it. Now, the other question that I like to ask is, where did the name Lady SoCo come from? Can you tell us about that?
Yeah. It means Southern Comfort. I'm currently in Atlanta. I have been through several names. And when I got with my manager and a few other people, my advisor, he told me that the name is everything. So I came up with a name that suited me. So we came boiled down and Lady SoCo was what we came up with. So that's how
nice.
It came about.
Nice. Now, I did a little research on you, checking out some of your music and you're looking up your bio and so forth. Now, you come from a big family.
Yes, I do.
You're number 12 out of 14, is that correct?
I'm number 12.
What was that like growing up in a house as big as that?
Well, it was kind of like the Jacksons times 3. Everybody in my family singers. So far, I have me and my baby brother. We were the only rappers. So that was good because I stood out. So, but it was pretty much insane. I had every hand-me-down you can hand down. So I caught up with all the trends from the 70s, 80s, and 90s and more. 'Cause you know, with a big family, it ain't a lot, but you make do. So it was kind of, it was fun.
Do you do you perform or have any intentions of performing with any of them? Maybe doing a.
I have a show coming up in Miami with Coast to Coast. It's their 10th anniversary on the 2nd, and I also have a show coming up in Atlanta, Georgia on the 4th, and it's a Next to Blow event. It's also posted on my Facebook. Yeah, I got a lot of events. I do shows all over. I used to do a lot of shows in Illinois, but since I moved here, I've been doing a little here and there. So, but it's just now starting to pick up. Toward closer towards the summer, I got a lot of more projects coming up.
Got you. Now, you've been rapping, at least it said, since the age of 13, 14, around there. My question to you, when, what were you rapping about at age 13 and 14? I'm always curious to ask that.
Well, I had just lost my mom. She passed away when I was 11, going on 12. So my very first song was a song me and my baby brother did together, and it was a dedication song to our mom. But I actually started doing music, like, at 5. Like, I already knew. But
I don't,
pretty much most of my music is in my head. So by the time I was 12, my first song that was handwritten and recorded was a song dedicated to my mom. So that was my very first one.
Now, being that you kind of coming off the top of your head with it, does it make it difficult when it comes to performing to repeat that same studio performance?
Actually, we give my more feeling when it's coming directly out the head. For some reason, it will be harder for me to look and record than it would be for me to just say it. So
okay.
I think I can give out more feeling by just coming off the head. And for some reason, I can store it like a dictionary. Once it's said, it's there.
Really? Okay, coming off the head, do you battle?
I've been in one battle when I won it. And it was with another radio show that called in, and they kind of, like, caught me at the spur of the moment. So I kind of got stuck because somebody said something about me, and I took it personal. So that's how the battle became. But pretty much everything I do is a battle because I don't write, so it's nothing for me to punchline. Yeah, you know. So I probably could, but I haven't pursued it, no.
Gotcha. Can you tell us? Especially since you've been doing music for so long. Now, do you produce too, or just music? I mean, well, that's kind of redundant there. I mean,
pretty much, yes, by myself. I actually do. I have my own studio. And my daughter, she's 8, so she'll be coming up real soon on you guys. And she's a force to be reckoned with. So I've been working with my daughter. She called herself TV Ready, and that's what I've been working with, producing with her, you know, getting her ready. But she said, this is what she wants.
So she wants to do music with sing, rap, or does she have a certain, is she into hip-hop too?
She's very big into hip-hop. Anything that's music, she's into it. And I'm not forcing it on her. It's kind of something that she's just picking up on. So she actually did her first song when she was, I believe, 6. She made up her own song at 6 years old, so. Now she, by the time she's 10, she should be ready.
Okay. How would you say, in your opinion, especially being a Southern girl, what is your opinion on how the Southern movement is going right now? And
I'm actually Midwest, but being that I'm here in the South, I see that music, they support you more in the South. I'ma definitely say it's not hard to come here and pursue music and get on. It's hard to stay on, but it's not hard to get on. People pretty much open the doors all over. I get invited to a lot of events. I'm normally VIP everywhere I go. It's easy to connect with people, you know, all over. So, I mean, the South is real good for it, like open gateway to music. So anybody trying to pursue it, I definitely would say if you're in a city where you don't stand out, you come here, there's a chance that you're going to stand out. So I would definitely say it.
Gotcha. As a woman in the industry and being in the industry for as long as you have been, what obstacles, if there's any, that do you find you're coming across? I mean, we keep hearing about how it's a man's world. Do you agree with that?
Oh, my God, it is so hard for us women because, for one thing, women don't support women, so we need to stop that. I was working on a project called 50 Features, and I was trying to do a feature from every state. So far, I almost completed it, and by the summer it should be completed. I don't have nothing but one feature with a female, and I know I'm not the only one that's doing music. So it's hard because we don't support us, and then we complain. So, I mean, to the female artist that's out, I would say if I'm someone reaching out to you, reach back. It's, everybody ain't jealous of you. You know, and my thing is that I'm in a male-dominant world, so I'm around a lot of men, you know, so it kind of gave me that push and pull, but I learned from them. And I think I was at something there when T.I. was speaking, he was just like, well, women complain, but I didn't see Nicki Minaj help women, and I didn't see this person, you know, and he was just going on, and I thought about it, like, if I get on, I'm going to try to board every girl that I can with me. I also had a group called Ladies on Point. You know, we started, it was five of us, and we just kind of pretty much branched out. But hopefully this summer, I hope they're listening, I'm planning on doing like a reunion and getting back together and, you know, hopefully getting it back. Because somebody got to keep it going because we got to overpower these men somehow.
Now, how important would you say image is, especially as a female?
Well, I can't say that because I change my look once a week. But so I really dance to the beat of my own drums. I really don't worry about what a lot of people got to say. My hair may be pink today down my back, and it may be blue, and it may be short. So image is everything when you don't know who you are. So because I'm so comfortable with who I am, I don't really worry about that. So, I mean, but to some people, keeping up with the Joneses, okay, I'm a Johnson, so it's hard enough being me.
Have you thought about, I think you kind of touched a little bit as far as performing, but you have a family of singers, and you said you had, you know, somebody else that raps. Would you perform with them? Do any kind of duets or anything like that?
Actually, my sister, she lives in Hollywood. We're working on a couple projects together now. She sings. She's an incredible singer. So we got a couple projects that we're working on. And it's gonna be on my mixtape that's coming out, Strictly Business. So you guys look for it to be out this summer. And Forrest, I got a brother who can sing the blues better than anybody I ever heard. So hopefully I can get him to hit a note for me too. So I'm gonna try to pull everybody together and make it work.
Yeah. Now you said you have something coming out called Strictly Business.
Yes.
What can we expect from Lady Soko on that?
Oh, Strictly Business is basically me cutting to the chase. It's pretty much my life boiled down into 24 songs, and it's just basically saying that. Well, the song's all over the place because most of, like I said, I change my look every week, so I'm all over the place. So it's really not no guidance in it. But everything I do is meaning that I put a lot of time in. That's why I'm saying it's Strictly Business. I didn't play around. It was strictly in the studio, crunch time. I ain't getting no younger. So pretty much everything I did was done in a timely manner. At the same time, trying to complete the 50 Features project. So that was the reason it's called Strictly Business, because I kept it all business and no play.
Okay. And when can we expect that to release?
It should be out as early as June 15th.
As early as June.
It's
June 15th.
It's when I
expect it,
yes.
Nice. Hey, Cees, do we have that song, the, what is it, what that mouth do? Is that what it was?
Yes.
Can you tell me about that? Where did the idea, because I'm interested, because the caller, when she called in, she had said that you really represented us. So could you tell us about that song?
Well, see, what happened was a lot of men typically seem to ask that question. So I was curious if a lot of women wanted to know what the mouth do. And that's pretty much self-explanatory. Why men got to be the only one saying something? So I just wanted to be the first to say what that mouth do. You know, because we always let them come to us with it, and I wanted to see how it felt when it came back. So I said it, and all the men jumped on the song, and when they heard it, they messaged me back like, hey, didn't know this was about us, you know. So it's kind of like a twist, too. The song was a twist, but they willed the right people win. And then when they found out it was about them, they got out of the equation.
Got out of their crazy.
Yeah. But, yeah, it's pretty much a self-explanatory song. Yes.
Pretty self-explanatory. Steve, do we have it? Can we hear it right quick?
Yes.
Steve?
Yeah, you should have it.
I think I lost Steve. Okay. He's got the tune, so I can't plug it in. Steve, you there with me?
But while we got this brief second, I want to shout out everybody that's been calling in. I want to tell them I appreciate it. If you've been hitting me up, emailing me, telling me they're calling in, I just want to know we do see the calls. It wasn't nothing I can do at that time. And I just want to say thank you to the 618-314-404. Everybody that's been calling in, I really appreciate it. It means a lot to me. So thank you, guys. I'm listening, and I'm grateful.
Definitely, and I'm not quite sure where Steve is. I just messaged him. I hope his system is okay because I'd really like to, I'd personally like to hear that. But what we can do, and I can't pull a caller either because, you know, we're from different locations, so I can't pull a caller. But from what I understand, you've got a lot of calls out there.
Yes.
And there people want to shout out, so I you know, that's awesome. At least you've recognized them, and that's good. Can
yes.
you tell me? We'll just have to kind of keep going here until I can get Steve back up. I don't know if he got bumped or what, but... it sounds like that song is kind of fun.
It is.
Can you tell me what other subjects you touch on?
I also have a song called that he also has. It's going to be a debut today. It's called Mr. T Starter Kit, and it's off of the old school show, the Mr. T. I pretty much broke down his look into a song. So I also have that song that'll be out there. I do a lot of fun songs. Some serious. So those are the two that you will be hearing today.
So what is your writing process? I know you come off the top of the head, but what makes you say, you know what, I'm going to do this?
It depends on the beat. I pretty much write to what the beat's telling me. I never go into the studio knowing exactly what I'm going to do. I kind of let the music speak to me. So whatever come out is pretty much exactly how I was feeling at that time. You know, I want to say I'm going to write this song today because I don't write. So it's just pretty much what the music says to me that, you know, would come out.
Got you. Anybody you want to work with maybe in the future?
Yes. Everybody say I sound like Bootsy, so I got to do a song with Bootsy. So if Bootsy listening or you can find him, tell him when he done, look for me because I'm looking for him. So you tell him. I don't want to have to come to Louisiana, although I am going.
I know that's right.
I'm going to Louisiana. And I also would like to do a song with Trina. I like Trina. Whole bad girl persona, I like it. So
I like it too.
Trina, you know.
I think she's very real when she raps. Very
yeah.
different. Unique mm-hmm. style with the voice and just her whole image. I think is she's come a long way. She really
yeah.
has come a long way.
She's grown. And I like it.
In your iPod, who do you have?
Nobody. No, I have nobody. I have a bunch of local people. I am a big supporter of independent artists.
I think that's awesome.
From where I'm from, I got T.O.P. You made from where my Ladies on Point group came from. I have them in my iPod. I have it's got E.T. Real in there. It's a couple of them, Rory's, just a lot of local people. I try to pretty much stay focused on the people that stay focused on me. The people that's in the industry that already made it, they're not looking back at me. I'm looking at the ones that's going to come with me. So I don't pretty much have none of them in there. None.
I think that's great.
Yes, that's Boosie.
Just Boosie?
That's him. Plies. Oh, yeah, I forgot Plies. I do have Plies because I like Plies, too. So every now and then I might rotate him in there.
Absolutely. With all the indie artists that we have out there, you know, I'm a big indie supporter, too. I think that actually I wish more people would actually support the indie movement. Two things that I want to ask. One, what direction especially, you know, like I said, not too many people can say that they fell in love with hip-hop at the age of five. What direction do you see, you know, the hip-hop movement going?
If we don't get a grip on it, to the drain. I'm not a big fan of none of the music. I feel like they pretty much just go on with the flow. I haven't heard a song in quite some time that when I hear it next week. I think that we need to get a grip on hip-hop and get back to the music and more so the mainstream. Right now, music is going with the flow. You don't even got to be good no more. Talent ain't even a factor. I think talent need to come back in. They need to bring world talent. And that's what you're going to hear with my music. Although I don't write it, no matter what I'm rapping about, the lyrics are there, you know, because and when the guy was just on there, he was talking about Nas. And I do like Nas because he a realist. I like how the fact that everything he say, I can pretty much close my eyes and picture it, you know. So I can't think of nothing that's being said on the radio now. All I do is turn it off as soon as I hear it. And it's sad because I do music, you know. But that's what I said.
Now, it is said that you've been... No, I guess you could say that some people have deemed you as Lady JV. Is that correct? Did I quote that right?
Well, that's because they wasn't listening to my music, and all they was going off was the fact that JV don't write and I don't write. But once you get down to the lyrical and the, you know, and the deliverance, that's when, you know, a bunch of other people, I get told I sound like Trina, I get told I sound like Boosie Flies. Just the other day I was Gucci. So I don't know when SoCo coming out, but apparently she got all these people in her. they said that for a while, I guess when I was coming up in my 10 years, that's when I was getting told, when I was battling against guys, because I really was battling back then, they would say, you're like Jay-Z, you know, you don't write either. It wasn't nothing personal. It was just that I didn't always have a pencil. So because right now with a pencil, I had to figure out how to get it out without writing it. So, and that's how it got in my, pretty much got in my head.
Right. Are you a Jay-Z fan?
I do like his movement. I definitely like his creative genius. Anytime you can take two major artists and put them together and keep making more music, I think that's a blessing. I definitely like what him and Beyonce doing because a lot of people ain't smart enough to pull it off. You know, I see they got a whole CD coming out. So instead of him letting her come out by herself, they coming out now as a gift. So it's a full force. So you're getting the best of both worlds with this. So I definitely like that. And I wouldn't mind working with Jay-Z either. So if you listen, Jay, I'll go on fool with you too.
I love it. Now, ultimately, you know, we work with A&R Review Magazine. We work with a combination of mainstream artists and indie artists, and it's always an ongoing battle I find with a lot of the artists is more. It used to be back in the day, the ultimate goal was to go ahead and get signed. That's what they wanted was, you know, to go with the label. In fact, Curtis Blow was saying that initially, you know, when he was the first artist to be signed, and initially he had to actually go with a London label because it wasn't, you know, it wasn't prominent here in the U.S. yet. My question is I'm finding more and more indie artists are not really caring if they're signed or not. How about you?
Exactly the same way. Actually, I'm setting up a trip to London. I've been talking with a lot of people over there. I got a lot of love from the UK, Paris, Britain. I just did some with a couple songs with somebody from Germany. So I actually got love all over the world. So I'm not really worried about being signed because when I'm signing out, being totally independent, you in control of everything. And back in the day, getting signed was like a big deal. But I actually had that opportunity to come to me more than once. I'm not rushing to sign nothing and still be in my same position. So I'd rather start and go to overseas and, you know, and start from the bottom. It's no big deal. Of course, I want to be signed, but it's no rush for me.
Right. I think, in all honesty, I would think that not being signed, because I've noticed some pretty powerful, you know, even Macklemore, when he started, you know, he preferred to have pretty much a state indie because, I mean, he was just so well-known. And with the media, you know, Internet being at our fingertips and YouTube and everything else, it's why not have rights to your own stuff and not have to share it on it? As a writer, I find the same thing even with authors. You know, same thing. It's like, why would you want to give up your royalty and your rights when you can make it all?
Exactly.
You know, and then you have your own image you can go with. You're not, you know, stuck having to do what the label wants you to do, you know?
Yeah, that's how I feel about it.
I'm still trying to get this man. I don't know what happened. He must have really got booted off, but we'll go ahead and keep going. I just kind of wanted to throw one of your songs in there so we could hear it, and I know I am so sorry for all the callers out there waiting to speak to Lady Soko. My apologies if you can just kind of hang in there. I'm sure Cease is coming right on back. There might be a little technical issue we might be going through here. But hang in there. We will get to your calls, okay? Can you tell me, Lady Soko, what's the best part of performing?
The rush. When you hear your music, it's something about hearing you that just make everything else disappear. Like, no matter what I'm going through, as soon as I hear me, everything else stops. So I think it's just the rush of being on stage and knowing that those people that stand in front of you are here for you. I think that's the best part of performing. You know, actually, I was just talking about maybe a couple months ago when I got my first real fan, and she called me, and she was like, I can't believe I'm on the phone with you. And I'm like, I can't believe I'm on the phone with you. So it's kind of like overall feeling of knowing that you're not there, but you're almost there. So, you know, that's what it is for me.
Hey, ladies. I'm ready. I'm right here, man. You wanted to hear a song from Lady You want to hear a song from her right now?
Absolutely. We want to hear What That Mouth Do.
Okay.
Welcome.
Okay. Check it out, guys. Here's the world premiere right now by Lady Soko. Lady Soko, give me a world premiere.
Hey, this is Lady Soko. You guys about to hear a world premiere of my song, What That Mouth Do. I'm on the show with DJ Black, Caesar, and Stacy.
I'll tell you how you look when you come around. And you mean to tell me you don't want to hit this?
Oh, damn.
Boy, come over here and get this.
Come with your mouth,
too.
What the mouth do?
He do kick that tongue.
Hi.
Love you here in Atlanta. We just feel like you're doing your thing, and I just want to say thank you for representing for the ladies everywhere.
Nice.
Thank you, boo. I appreciate it.
Cool.
Very
cool,
nice.
Cool.
Now,
hey,
before
guys,
we go any further, I don't know if you have any other callers, but do we have another one of his songs?
Actually, I'm about to go to another caller. The caller,
okay.
Hold on for 1 second, doll. Because Stacey Darlene's real quick and fast, and she's all over the board. Okay. We got another caller. We got this song called Starter Kit. Hey, what song do we play? Do we play Starter Kit or do we play
What That Mouth Do?
We did What That Mouth Do.
We got Starter Kit that's about to play right now. So what's up?
You guys about to hear a debut of my song, Mr. T Starter Kit. I hope you guys enjoy it.
That's what's up. Okay, guys, here it is right here. Starter Kit.
Okay.
Starter Kit will be starting any second now. Okay. It's fitting, but it's not starting. Oh, Starter Kit, I want to start. Hey, guys, check it out. Okay, here's the deal right here.
Wow, man. Hey, what have you been dipping in my brownies? Hey, wow, this is incredible, man. Hey, I just wanted to tell the caller, she reminds me of Jason.
I'll tell you how you look when you come around. And you mean to tell me you don't want to hit this?
Oh, damn.
Oh, honey, that was...
Get this.
I got a 50 piece, start kicking. I got a 50 piece.
Okay, guys. She has a starter kit, Mr. T starter kit. I have a Instagram. I have the instant message going to the Tunica Casino. So you know what? I got my free room. I got my casino chips on the table.
Now who is that?
I got
That's me and Freddy, man. He likes the show, man. He also likes that music, man. Say it again, man.
Check out. Here's the deal right here, man. Here's the deal, Space Airlane. I got my star chips on the table. I'm all across.
What? I'm missing something.
Okay. Hey, Sterling, I'm going to tell you what you're missing. You're missing DJ Black Caesar telling you about his starter kit right now. My starter kit consists of going to the casino right now with the all excess paid stuff going on. I got the coupons. I got the money on the table. I got about $100 worth of chips on the table, and I'm going to strike it rich. Hey, guys, check it out. DJ Black sees the show every Wednesday night on www.blogtalkradio.com/walking-with-God. Hey, guys, it's going down right now, man. If you guys want to get on this, check it out. Here's the deal right here. The deal is DJ Black Caesar is giving away $50 to anybody that's tuning into his radio station right now. The radio station right now is DJ Black Caesar Radio. Download the tuning app to your phones, people, to your smartphones, people. DJ Black, B-L-A-C-K, Caesar, C-E-Z-A, Radio, R-A-D-I-O, radio.com. Download that to your iTunes phones, guys. If you got your iPhone, download your iTunes phones, guys. TuneIn app. It's the TuneIn app. The TuneIn app. The TuneIn app. The TuneIn app. Hey, guys, download the TuneIn app to your phone right now, DJ Black Caesar Radio, and you can get all that stuff to your iPhone right now, guys. If you have your smartphones hooked up, guys, if you have your smartphone stuck yet.
I don't know what's up. Hey, but Lady Soko, I have a question for you.
Yes, I'm listening.
I have a question for you. I would love to have you in our A&R Review Magazine Urban Edition. If it's something you're interested in, unfortunately, it's not the April issue, but it would be, you know, May. If it's something that you're interested in, I think that, you know, being that you represent us, the ladies, the way you do, it would be fantastic for you to, you know, come out there and let everybody know what you're about. It would, you know, if that's something that you'd be interested in, I'd love to get you in.
Okay, sounds good. Would you have more information when we get off air?
Absolutely. In fact, do me a favor. Why don't you give us your social media network?
You can find me on Facebook at Soko Johnson. On Instagram, it's Lady Soko. And on Twitter, it's Lady Soko 2013. So if you didn't catch it, on Facebook, it's Soko Johnson. And on Instagram, it's Lady Soko. And on Twitter, it's Lady Soko 2013.
On that Twitter too, fan.
Hey, where are you on Twitter? Where are you on Twitter, baby? Again, say that one more time.
It's at Lady Soko 2013.
2013, you got it, guy. Hey, man, I appreciate that, Lady Soko. Because I'm on Twitter and I'm trying to get you on Twitter.
Thank you, Tracy Darlene, and DJ Black Caesar for the opportunity to debut my music. I really appreciate it. Actually, the starter kit song, I just put it out today. So for you to contact me and debut, you were the first one to actually put it out, and I want to thank you.
Oh, wow, nice.
So that
nice.
Was, you know, yes, I appreciate it. Yeah, so thank you for the interview, Tracy Darling. I appreciate it. And
it's been my pleasure. Definitely been our pleasure. We aired it for the first time on our show. That's always an incredible honor. Isn't that right, Faze? To be the first show.
Yes,
and,
yes,
hey,
yes.
Harold, are you there still? Or Harold, are you with us?
Oh, yeah, I'm still here, man. I just wanted to tell you, the young lady on here, wow, she reminds me of J.J. Fad back in the day who did the song Supersonic. So, I mean, you know, hats off, man. She sounded really nice.
Absolutely. Yeah. That was Harold the Hippie.
Hey, how are you? I'm over here partying with Caesar, man. We're really getting it in, man. He's had like 26 margaritas.
I hate I'm missing it.
Oh, yeah. We're having a blast.
Definitely. Lady Soko, it's been fantastic. I've enjoyed the fact that you've been able to come on here and represent us the way that you have. What I really liked is listening to both songs. Both songs that you had, and once again, it was Mr. T Starter, right? Mr. T Starter Kit. Did I say that right? And What That Mouth Do?
And also
you had two
more.
Two totally different sounds there, and I love it because your voice didn't sound the similar on both of them. I did pick up a little bit of that little Boosie that you were saying that you kind of go a little bit on that second one.
Got it now. So you keep saying it. You picked up Boosie, so maybe she can pick it up. Keep saying it, girl. Speaking of your
I did. I picked up that sound, and that's great. If you're able to just change it up so it's not the same old each time, that's incredible as far as being an artist. So definitely.
I'm also on Reverb Nation, and also I'm on SoundCloud. So if you come over there, it's like coming out of Cracker Jack Box. I got 24 songs, and none of them are the same. So if you want to get more, you can also check me out on SoundCloud as well, and Reverb Nation, Lady Soko. You can Google me. I pop up on Google.
You sure did, because that's how I was able to find out a lot of information about you and your huge family. Definitely.
Hey, guys, check it out. We're about to tune off. We're about to sign out. So I want to give Lady Soko one more shout-out. I want to give her a shout-out because she is somebody that I got with at the last moment. I want to give her a shout-out because she did so well right now. And Lady Soko, I will be getting back in touch with you to find out more about you, what you got going on. But first of all, we want to get into your music one more time. Lady Soko with Starter Kit. And here it is right here, guys. Check it out.
It's coming.
It's supposed to be there. I'm sorry.
It's all right. I know sometimes it takes a minute.
Hey,
Harold, where's Gerald at?
Well,
we haven't seen
right
him.
He's right here on DJ Black Caesar's couch, man. We're just drunk.
Are they staring?
That's the throne, geez.
Were they sharing?
Oh,
Lady
wow,
Soko, I apologize. Sometimes it takes a minute for the song to pick up. You know, we're on blog radio, so it takes a minute for it to load. He's working on it there because it would be great to kind of close out with that song, definitely.
Hey, why don't we just have her freestyle something?
Oh, wow.
Yeah,
would you like to do that?
Let's stay on the couch drinking, talking about. Okay. No, let's not do that. No.
Yeah, whatever we can do, because Caesar's trying to operate this thing with a bottle of Patron in one hand and a plate of brownies in the other.
He's multitasking.
Yeah, I'm multitasking.
Here comes the storm. Oh, wow, man. I told you.
Yeah.
He's multitasking. I'll tell you what. On this note, we got about 4 minutes left going on in here. Lady Soko, I want to thank you for being with us tonight. If you can get that running between now and the next 4 minutes, that would be ideal. But definitely want to thank you for the time that you've given us. Fantastic.
Okay.
Caesar always does a shout-out. He always does. He did inform me last week that I get to close the show out tonight, which is why I'm happily doing this. Take a look online on his Facebook. You can find him at DJ Black Caesar on Facebook. He always does a special shout-out on there thanking all the guests, so make sure you stop by and leave a comment. I definitely want to thank Joshua. I apologize that I didn't get a chance to stay there for the whole time during the show, but you're a phenomenal artist, and I look forward to working with you in the magazine, actually both of you, in the future for the A&R Review Magazine Urban Edition. We also have the A&R Magazine Regular. It was the first edition that came out, but we've broken off. So we've got two. Definitely we drop that today and tomorrow, so make sure you guys stop by our links on Facebook and get your copy of that. Harold the Hippie, I want to thank you for coming in and